Hey, Viber fans, welcome to the Good Vibes segment of Jazz Potpourri, on the air first Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. I'm Gloria Krolak, and this is the Vibraphone Zone, the sweet side of percussion. We have Lionel Hampton and Red Norvo to thank for introducing the vibraphone to jazz in the 1930s. Speaking of thanks, this is a special Thanksgiving show. We'll get into the heads of seven of the world's best players who will share with us the music of the vibraphonists for whom they are thankful, the musicians who influenced their playing while they were forming their own styles. They've picked two of their favorite tracks, and then I forced them to choose one of their own to play. Not an easy task. Let's start with Steve Hobbs, Doctor of Music from the University of Northern Colorado and a Southern boy from North Carolina. He's recorded seven albums as a leader, the last of which is his tribute to Bobby, from which we'll hear Besame Mucho. But first, he'd like us to hear Gary Burton and Hello Young Lovers. Thank you. Besame Mucho by Steve Hobbs, emulating Bobby Hutcherson on marimba from his latest CD, Tribute to Bobby. Hobbs shares the stage with Adam Kolker on sax, Bill O'Connell on piano, Peter Washington bass, and John Riley drums. Hobbs also wanted us to hear Mike Maneri's soulful Somewhere, featuring Joe Lovano on tenor sax, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Peter Erskine on drums. It's on Maneri's CD, An American Diary. The song is from Broadway's West Side Story, written by Leonard Bernstein. First in the Hobbs set, a tune written by Rodgers and Hammerstein for The King and I, Gary Burton and Hello Young Lovers. Jack Sheldon played trumpet, Monty Budwig bass, and Vernell Fournier drums. Steve Hobbs, Mike Maneri, Gary Burton, and Bobby Hutcherson, four heroes of the vibes. You're at home at WWFM Jazz, 89.1 HD2, and online at wwfm.org. Tony Maselli, the creator of the virtual Vibes Everything Hangout, vibesworkshop.com, lives in Philadelphia, teaches and performs internationally. A world-class vibraphonist, he too is in awe of Mike Maneri. The organization for vibes players that Maselli was instrumental in creating, the World Vibes Congress, recently inducted Maneri into its Hall of Fame. Here's two tracks that Maselli wants us to hear, Gary Burton's Chega de Saudade and Milt Jackson with Time After Time. Thank you. Milt Jackson, live at the Village Gate with a very tender ballad, Time After Time, and the Jobim classic, Shega Ji Shao Daji, loosely translated as No More Blues. That's Burton's solo piece from Alone at Last. Tony Maselli will be back with a tune from his newest album, Peace and Love. You'll want to stick around for that. Gary Burton will also return, and Milt Jackson is in the next set. This is the Good Vibes segment of Jazz Potpourri with yours truly, Gloria Krolak. These next three tunes are special to David Friedman, composer and vibes and marimba player. Friedman has a bunch of CDs as a leader and many more with others. He was half of the innovative mallet duo with Dave Samuels. Born in New York, Friedman now makes his home in Berlin, Germany. While younger players look up to him, Friedman includes Englishman Victor Feldman and Milt Jackson among his inspirations. Here's Serpent's Tooth, a Miles Davis tune, played by Feldman with Scott LaFaro on bass and Stan Levy on drums. It's from The Arrival of Victor Feldman, recorded in 1955. Thank you. Cannonball Adderley wrote Sermonette, and Milt Jackson recorded it on Plenty Plenty Soul in 1957. The star lineup includes Joe Newman on trumpet, Lucky Thompson tenor, Horace Silver piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Connie Kay on drums. The centerpiece, David Friedman selected his own stunning solo on the Monk tune, Round Midnight. It's on Friedman's Weaving Through Motion. The Friedman set opened with Serpent's Tooth, played by Victor Feldman. Steve Shapiro, a native of Connecticut who now makes New York his home, speaks in this next threesome. Shapiro rates as not only one of the planet's best vibraphonists, he's also a technical wizard, composer, and producer. He and Nashville guitarist Pat Bergeson have a special affinity, and they've made three exceptional albums together. His personal choice, which happens to be one of my favorites as well, was written by Bergeson and vocalist Annie Selleck and recorded on Backward Compatible with Shapiro on vibes and Scott Kreitzer on sax, The Haunting Early.
The best of friends, then youth and innocence came to an end. We found ourselves one day all alone and far away on a bed of cool green grass, no longer children's play. I was young and moving far, far, far too fast. When Ben, he said, slow down, I wanna make this last. Let's get going for the rain ruins all that we have made. Back to town to beat the sun going down. I don't want this to run its course too short. Let's get home early. A year or two ago, I drove by Lover's Lane. A memory or two stopped to entertain. I slipped into a painful reverie of the brewing storm the last night that he spent with me. He'd started up the car with one last angry word, and my advice, the last thing heard. Let's get going for the rain makes too dangerous our way. Back to town together, never parting foes. I don't want this to run its course too short. Thank you. let's remember it that way. Don't wait around to see the sun going down. Keep the afternoon constant golden glow. You walk away early.
Steve Shapiro asked that we listen to Gary Burton on vibes and marimba on The Chief. It's from his CD Reunion with composer-guitarist Pat Metheny, Mitch Foreman, Will Lee, and Peter Erskine. His second tune, Razor Boy, by the group Steely Dan on Countdown to Ecstasy, is a slight departure from jazz, but it features Victor Feldman once again on vibes. Shapiro himself plays on Two Against Nature, another Steely Dan CD. The first, Early, a tune that, in my humble opinion, should be a major crossover hit for Shapiro and company. You're listening to WWNJ in Toms River, New Jersey. I'm your host, Gloria Krolak, and this is Good Vibes, the Vibraphone Zone. More on this Thanksgiving special after the break, Terry Gibbs, Warren Wolf, Ben Gillies, and the return of Tony Maselli.